Hi, 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 and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. Sorry we had a little break there, but I had kids home from school holidays and people were sick. And
so pretty much we all had viruses.
Yes, and there were too many public holidays and it was impossible. But yeah, we're back here now. Everything's back to normal.
Woo!
Don't have to worry about Anzac Day or Easter. For someone who is absolutely not Catholic, Easter was so fucking busy for me. Just like, what the hell's going on? I don't even worship Easter. Why am I so busy? Anyway.
Okay. Yeah, covering my microphone is not doing anything for my coughing.
Oh, man. I can edit your coughing.
My audacity readings are weird, so I apologize in advance if something's going on. I don't know what's happening.
It's all right. You're at least like...
You sound very quiet and distant.
You sound like you're in a tin can, but
that could be because we made you turn yourself down last time, remember?
It sounds like you're in a tin room, but you're in the same timeline with us. So that's an improvement. Yeah.
That's good.
That's always good.
Now, I'm so tempted to do spoilery things, so the timeline. Don't mention the word timeline.
There are no spoilers in this podcast.
No, we're not going to do spoilers in this podcast.
Oh my god, I'm so angry at everybody because like everybody was so good about spoilers up until Sunday, and then I went to see it. If I had gone a day later, I would have been spoiled to hell and back. But that's the day that everybody decided that if you didn't like the movie, it was okay to talk about spoilers. And like everybody's been an asshole about it. Like everybody who has a problem is just like right out there with their spoilers. So.
No, yeah, one of the reasons why I got spoiled for one particular part of the movie was because people were angry about it. And, yeah, I saw that before I went to see it. And I saw it on the second day,
yeah.
They were pretty keen to get started on spoiling our fun very fast, actually.
Facebook app looks different. I don't like it. Sorry.
What looks different?
The Facebook app in my phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, the smileys are different. It's weird.
Facebook for a while.
Yeah, they updated everything. I don't like it. I'm sure it's fine. I just hate change.
What?
No.
I hate change too.
There we go.
Yeah, like my period cycle changing. I hate that. I don't really like that at all. I say cycle as if I've got a cycle and I haven't.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not really changing so much as staying the same forever.
That's what my husband said yesterday. I was like, wow, my period's due to start in 5 days. He was like, you've been on your period for 25 days. I don't think you get to say your period starts in 5 days anymore. So.
You've been into the doctor and stuff like that. Have you got anything back from
him? No, not yet. I have an ultrasound on Friday. And as these things go, usually when I show up, they're like, well, we can't do this exam because you're on your period. So we're going to have trouble.
I mean, the whole point of it is to find out why you're on your period, so that'll be bullshit. Yeah. So great. Yeah. Awesome.
Good times. So in honor of my overactive uterus or whatever's going on, today's topic is the Red Scare. And for those of you babies at home who are too young.
I just like how amused you were by yourself.
Though. I am. I'm so amused with myself. I don't have much in my life, okay, shall guys?
Except for your period.
Except for my period.
Constantly.
It's the only constant you have.
I can tell my story because I asked permission from my daughter and she said I was allowed. She recently has joined the ranks of the...
period having...
What's it called? The red...
The red scare.
The red challenged.
The communist invasion.
It's pretty early. Sorry, was
the
that?
Communist invasion.
That's right, the communist invasion, the Red Scare, the Crimson Tide, as Cher puts it in Clueless. I was surfing the Crimson Wave, but she came into my room. Luckily, I mean, it was really weird because I went for a 3 week holiday overseas, and then the week we came back, she had 3 days of camp at school, so it was very nicely and conveniently timed, actually, because about 3 days after she got back from camp, she came into my room and just went, mum, code red, code red. And I had no idea what she's talking about and just went all panicking. What the fuck? What's going on? What's going on? And she's like, and she just looked at me like I was an idiot and said, Mom, I've got my period.
I've even heard that story already and it's still funny.
It's just, I just love the fact that she came in, code red, code red. I mean, we have tried to make it very, we've normalized it a lot. So she wasn't worried or upset, which is funny because I don't know, when I first got my period, I cried because I don't know. Okay, this is going to be a bit more serious now. When I for me, the idea that you were getting your period was this idea that you were becoming an adult. And I remember crying because I didn't want to be an adult yet. I was 11, so I was a child. But yeah, there was this concept around the whole thing that once you had your period, you were a woman now, which I am so glad is not the case.
Oh
anymore,
my God, yes.
Because it's just like, I mean, I know a lot of people in my year groups didn't get their periods till they were 15, 16, but 14, 15, 16. But there were also several people I knew who were 10, 11, 9, some of them. So it's not, you can't. It's the idea that people can think that you're growing up just because you happen to be very inconvenienced once a month. It's just disgusting.
Well, my first time, I didn't know that it ended. Like, I didn't know that it stopped. So I thought at 11 years old, I was just going to spend like the next 40 years on my period every day.
I mean, maybe you just had a vision of the future. Yeah.
Just like 30 years, you know, late.
Yeah,
but
just a bit.
Just a bit.
Bit of a delay.
Oh God!
Yeah, I've already.
Claire, you said that you hadn't had any briefings or anything. You just sort of worked out what to do on your own.
Yeah, I mean, as is my way, but I think I don't know if my parents just forgot they had to like tell their kids these things again. Like, 'cause I've got an older sister.
I told the first one that should be all.
Yeah. Because so it would be a lot of anytime I was sick. Oh, are you on your period? Not a word of what that meant.
Yeah.
Or
anything. It was similar with me, except, like, nobody thought to tell me about it at all, and I was the oldest, so whatever. But, like, people kept saying, your period, and I, with no context. There was no context whatsoever.
No context at all. I would be sick, and my mom would be like, did your period start? And I'd be like, no.
I don't think so.
Like, I would know that it hadn't, because I'd be like, I don't know, nauseous or whatever. But,
so basically, I mean, your parents...
Somehow I understood. I don't know. I mean, here's my horror story. The first time I got my period, I was, had been staying over at a friend's house. And I think I'd been there for a few days.
Oh, man.
Because that's the way we rolled. But yeah, I'd been there for a while. And me being me, I didn't want to, like, talk to anybody about it. So I just, like, bunched up a shit ton of toilet paper and dealt with it.
Oh man.
And then I think I got home and then I was like, well, I saw pads in my mom's room, so I just like confiscated some of those for myself. And that's pretty much how I went on my life.
Man, it must be so much easier if you've got the internet. I mean, that would have been like possibly
it would have been so nice. I mean, it still wouldn't have saved me the fact that I wouldn't have asked. But like, yeah, it would have been nice. I mean, I would have at least been like, okay, I'm at least doing the right thing. Eventually, my mom noticed that I was stealing her pants. I was like, I'll buy you your own.
So, Claire...
But, you know, that's exactly the way it was when I, you know, started getting my boobs. It was like, I literally stole some of her bras. And she's like, let's get you your own.
That's funny. So your parents took Montessori approach to reproductive education.
I'm fairly certain they taught my sister, and I'm sure they talked to, like, my older brother about other stuff, but...
And just assumed they would pass the knowledge on.
Whether or not they ever talked to my little brother about anything, I know they didn't talk to me about anything. Like, because then I didn't get any sort of talk until I was, I believe, engaged to be married. And, like, dropped a book outside of my bedroom door. And then I think I looked at it and then like dropped it off the next day and she's like, have you already looked over everything? I was like, Mom, I already knew pretty much anything would be in this book. 22 years old.
Oh, bless you.
Oh my God.
Bless you.
And now the internet exists.
Yeah, I'm so jealous of people that grew up with the internet so that they could, like, or people who had their first child with the internet, you know, like, who could just, like, Google things. And
Yeah.
Although I've got, like, someone who had her first child when the internet existed. It's actually not as much help as you might think. You look one thing up and there's 15,000 different ways to fix it. Or,
look,
you know, your baby's crying. Quick.
Look.
Drown it. I don't know. They're really, like, it's not
helpful. If God didn't want us to think that everything was cancer, he would not have invented Al Gore.
That's true.
Yeah. See, my mom had a hysterectomy at 27 and my grandma at 38. So, like, there was not a lot of people in my family who were really thinking about any of that stuff, you know, as I was growing up. And, like, this included pubic hair. I had no idea that was coming. So, like, I'm in the tub one day and I'm like, what the fuck is going on down here? So, without telling anybody, I got a razor and shaved it off because I was embarrassed.
Oh, gosh.
It took me so long to figure out how to shave properly.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't told how to do that either, and I had to figure that one out.
Yes. So, I'm not saying I was good at it, but I mean, shaving happened, and I did that until my mom caught me, and she was like, oh, my God, you got pubes. And I'm like, oh, my God, just could you kill me right now, please?
Oh, no.
And then, like, everybody talked about periods, and I had no idea. And then I got it. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? I'm dying.
I don't know how I understood that that's what it was, because I definitely had, my mom had never said a single thing.
Yeah, I was.
I was just like, okay.
Convinced.
That must be what this is.
Convinced I was hemorrhaging.
That's a bit in My Girl. Have you seen My Girl?
That's almost exactly how things went down, except instead of Jamie Lee Curtis, it was my dad. So
no, it was actually Jamie Lee Curtis. She appears to every girl who thinks she's hemorrhaging.
like a blood angel.
Yeah, I wish that's how first periods went. Jamie Lee Curtis would just show up at your house and be like, it's okay. We got this.
I think she should take it on now. That should be her job from now on. Oh, that's fabulous.
So we did put out a call for people to share with us their horrible period stories. And we got some responses on Twitter. And I'll read the first couple of them for you here. Where do we go here? I even screen capped them. Where'd they go? Okay. So the first two come from Zom Barber on Twitter here. And she says that she has two stories for us. The first one, in eighth grade, she had a khaki skirt as a school uniform. And she left art.
No.
She left. Some of you are ahead of me. She left art class first, walking to her next class, and could hear everybody giggling behind her just before another girl, bless this girl, who ran up and said, you started your period, and everyone in the class was behind her, so they absolutely all knew. Which, like, I think as people with periods, I feel like there's, like, an unspoken code that we should help each other out, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, I remember Baby Bai at school. She got hers during the day and she wasn't prepared. She didn't know about it. She didn't know what was happening. And one of her friends just ran up behind her and tied a sweatshirt around her waist and said, hey, do you want to go to the bathroom? Which is like the sweetest thing I've ever heard of.
That is gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, I had a similar problem. I was in primary school, so I wasn't even in high school when I had mine. And we went on I don't know how you work out how periods start and finish, and, like, it takes a long time before you realize how they work. Anyways, I thought mine was finished, so I just didn't bother with a pad that day, and that was a bad day.
Oh, the sneak attack!
The sneak attack. Halfway through the day, I was sort of just mucking about with some of my friends, and we're out at the beach, which is even worse, because, like, there was no. It wasn't even a proper, like, tourist beach, so there were no public toilets or anything. And it was the middle of summer, and they were really nice. My friends were like, "Oh, you've got your period," and blah blah. And I was like, "Oh, okay." And then we sort of arranged to sort of do weird stuff with my shorts so that it wasn't absolutely obvious what was going on. But it was still the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me. And I had to sort of come out, if that makes sense, come out to all my friends that I had my period because Was it something you told people or admitted that you had? Even when I was in high school, like, yeah, I think I was in year 8 and people were still going, ooh, periods.
Yeah, we
and,
didn't talk about them.
I think the attitudes. And, yeah, I think the attitude has absolutely changed now, which is really,
until I had baby bi, and at that point I was 22. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I just squeezed a human out of me, and like all of my glory was there for all of my friends, because I had friends in the delivery room with me. There's a picture out there floating around somewhere of me spread eagle with a baby coming out of me, and and at that point I just didn't care anymore, you know. I was like, I have periods and I squeezed a human out of my body, and we're gonna talk about it whenever I want to. So I mean, that wasn't the most popular thing that I ever did, but but we should talk about them more.
Yeah, it's funny because I've got a daughter and a son, and so this whole and my kids still share a room. That's going to be changing soon, but they still share a bedroom. So it was just Tom was absolutely bemused by the whole process and was asking questions and trying to get into Miranda's face. Miranda's like, I'm trying to deal with something here that you're not ever going to have to worry about. So can you just fuck off? She's swearing really like that. But like this little eight-year-old boy going, what the fuck's going on? I don't know. Why are you doing this? Like, Tom, you know what's going on. You've seen Mum. You've walked in on me in the bathroom too many times for this to be a mystery.
The bathroom
you.
Is no longer
Also,
private.
We have explained it to you. Sorry?
Because the bathroom is no
Bathrooms
longer private.
Private in this house. No. But in any case, because she was getting so much attention, not, you know, like, conciliatory attention, just like, oh, I just need to arrange stuff for her. Like, I need to find you some pads. I need to get you some, we've gone through a whole process of working out what she does with all the stuff. Because she's a very messy child. And the first time she was changing her pads and stuff like that, let me just say the bathroom was not a pleasant place to walk into.
Are we talking like crime scene? Like get the CSI team in?
No,
here?
Not quite that. No, but packets and bits of you know, packets and wrapped up things and toilet paper strewn. Not bloody, but yeah, just everything everywhere. And anyway, so we worked out a system whereby she's not going to be making a massive mess every time she gets a period. And it's also quite funny because I switched from disposable stuff to a Diva cup. And period-proof underwear.
Yep.
A fairly long time ago, so I haven't had to use disposable stuff for ages. So getting the disposable stuff and remembering how they worked for Miranda is quite hard. But, yeah, we've switched her over to some nice eco-friendly undies, which are much, much, much easier than anything I had to deal with when I was a kid.
Oh, that's so good. I wish I could get baby.
I was going to ask you, actually, just this is going to be a parenting podcast for a bit. What does baby bi deal when she was younger? Like, I know she's 17 now, so but 10, 11, 12.
Similar to how your senior Gasling did, like, just came out of the bathroom, uh-huh. Was like, oh, hey, by the way, got my period, and that was that. Uh-huh. Like, that was I was still using tampons at the time because I've switched to a Diva cup too, and so she just pilfered mine, and that was that. We only had one bathroom at the time.
She was okay with tampons, because it's one thing I couldn't use tampons until after
she
became sexually active at all.
Worked it out, and I didn't know. Uh-huh. And then we got her pads, and so that was better for her. And then she didn't want to use them again after that, because she was on the swim team, and it took her a little while to come around to the idea of using them. And she finally got tired of not being able to swim a week a month.
Yeah.
So she
they do swimsuits now.
Do they?
Like actual period proof swimsuits.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. They're very expensive.
Yeah, and probably not racing suits.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I haven't seen all of the ones. I tried to get one for Miranda, but yeah, I looked at the price tag and went, she's not going to fit into it for very long because she's still growing. And that's a lot of money to spend on a swimsuit for, you know, one couple of months, you know. Anyway, she doesn't swim much anyway, so it doesn't matter. So that got all very technical and information giving. Any more horror stories?
Oh, yeah, I've got a few more. I've got another one from Zom here. She says, second story, around age 14, my cramps were getting bad. I spent a day curled in a ball, miserable. I was eating a lot of watermelon because it was the only thing I could stomach. pain got bad enough that I ended up throwing up, only I'd been eating nothing but watermelon. So as I threw up, every other hole I had also exploded. You know how people say they double dragoned and then they get super sick? Well, I found the tri-headed Zelda boss version of that because you add menstrual blood shooting out of me right into the mix. And that like segues perfectly into my period horror story because I had the flu last week and I was laying on the couch. I thought I was dying and I was coughing, and you know, I've given birth vaginally, so like my bladder is kind of like haphazard, and I was on my period for like the third week in a row, and I started coughing and I couldn't stop coughing, and I knew I was going to pee my pants, so I ran to the bathroom to go to the bathroom, and I'm coughing and peeing on the toilet, and I start throwing up because I'm gagging, and my husband brings me the pasta pot, and he's like, let me know when you're done. So I stop throwing up for like 5 seconds, put the pot down. He steals the pot and runs off because he's like,
oh no,
because he's a sympathetic puker, you know, so he wanted to get rid of it as soon as possible, and I threw up again like the moment he ran away with it. And then I was trying to change my Diva cup too at the same time the cough came out. Like, it was just murder scene everywhere. I dropped the Diva cup, blood everywhere.
God.
I'm coughing up like everything that was in my stomach, which wasn't much but cold medicine. And I ended up like sitting in the bathroom needing him to go upstairs and get me a whole outfit. And he comes down, he's like, I don't know how you dress, so I brought like one of everything.
All of your clothes?
Basically. Which was good because I needed a bra in the whole nine yards.
Oh my god.
Oh, it was awful.
Oh my god. I don't think I've got anything like desperately horrible except for like first adventures in trying to learn how to use the Diva cup, which which like it's funny, I don't know, it works on the same principle as a diaphragm.
Yeah.
I don't know if people know what diaphragms do, but they basically do a vacuum seal over your cervix, so but the diaphragm doesn't have the cup attachment, it just has, it's just flat so nothing can get in or out, whereas the Diva cup has a little cup which collects all of your waste. And, yeah, when I first started using it, I couldn't quite get the seal to work. You've got to do a little tricky flick thing with your
fingers. I either can't get the seal right, or I get the seal too good and it won't open up.
Yeah. And I mean, way too much information, and Rosie won't be able to listen to this one at all. But if especially if you've given birth. Claire, you might not want to listen to this either, especially if you've given birth. It sucks. It is actually a suction cup, so it sucks your cervix down, which I know very intimately now exactly what my cervix feels like. So there you go.
Although, like, that became handy because for those of you out there who are thinking of trying the Diva cup, you can actually, like, you know the little part that sticks out that you use to pull it out, you can actually tuck that up under your cervix and it doesn't, like, you can't feel it anymore. So
female anatomy, isn't it?
Oh, it's grand.
It is
good
grand
times.
But yeah, Diva cups are hilarious too because once they're full, there's no, like, it's all over. if you let it fill to overflowing, then you don't just get leaks, you get everything that is in the
and
cup
there's
at
there's
once.
No warning. And you know how like with a tampon you can kind of feel it leak and you're like, uh-oh, was that
yes,
just like,
no, with the Diva cup it's just
an odd feeling, or is my tampon leaking? And then you go check. With the Diva cup it's like whoosh and you're like, oh shit. Like if you're at the grocery store,
so, yeah, even if you don't
on
think
the floor.
It's cool. Check. Yeah. And that's the other thing, you know, having given, as Brandon and I have both given birth vaginally, periods tend to sort of come out slowly if you haven't, you know, pushed a baby out. But if you if your cervix is already quite loose, then it does tend to flood out. So there is at least 2 days. There's at least 2 days a month where I have to change the Diva cup
every
2 hours.
Hours.
Otherwise, every 2 hours, and it's full. every 2 hours.
So, also, yeah. I didn't know how common clots were until I started using the Diva Cup.
Yeah, you get a really good idea about what the consistency of what's coming out is.
I'm with the Diva Cup. Much more intimately aware of my period. Like, I know so much more about it than I ever used to.
It's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. I can't recommend Diva Cups enough, by the way. They're comfortable. They work really... When you get the trick of them, they work really, 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 really well. And they don't cost any money once you've bought them once.
Unless
you do what I did and accidentally leave them on the stove to boil for too long. I melted two of them.
I will say that you can disinfect them in the microwave too, but your family doesn't appreciate it.
Just don't tell them.
Well, they can, you know, like, smell it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I would assume that would make quite an odor.
It does if you're boiling it, but at least, like, no one's like, ew, you did that in the microwave? Anyway, moving on.
This is
Riot.
I'm in a rich vein.
Oh, I love being us. Moving on, Ryan, I think most of you either know her as Marius or Nia, writes to us with her interesting story. She says, I no longer deal with this since I had a total hysterectomy and I can never say this, oophorectomy. Is that how you say that? Oophorectomy?
I didn't know. I thought that the hysterectomy included the ovaries, but I couldn't.
Sometimes. So she had that in 2017. But for more than half my life, I dealt with debilitating pain and bleeding every month. We're talking like biblical flooding in the crotchal region combined with a pain I cannot fully articulate with words. So I woke up more than a few times a month to a bloodbath. So there were more than a few times I ended up in the ER with pain and bleeding. Every time I was treated like a drug seeker. My underwear was soaked through with blood because my menstrual products couldn't contain it. But, you know, I'm a drug seeker. See, because periods are normal and people with uteruses just need to deal with them. Even if you've just given birth to a clot the size of grapefruit. And we can laugh at this now because, like, Ryan's life got so much better after she had her hysterectomy.
I mean, I'm not using mine anymore. I'm happy to give it up. I really am. I don't need it. It's a pain in the butt, literally. Right? Oh, that's another great thing about Diva Cups. Sorry, and this is an aside. A pain in the butt. You do have to take them out if you're going to take a poop. Just
oh,
so.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have
to. Otherwise,
you're in danger of pooping out the Diva Cup as well. What was that?
It does. Like,
there's a reason why when you're giving birth, they tell you to pretend. They tell you to shit. Basically, that's the way you're supposed to push when you're giving birth. It's the same as pooping. So, yeah.
Same muscle group.
Yeah, same muscle group.
Because you'll drop.
I'm glad, Ryan.
Yeah, you'll drop that fucker right in the toilet.
You will, and it's not much fun. You've got to. You really do have to disinfect it.
You got to make an in-game decision too. You're like, all right.
Yeah. Do I pick it out of the toilet? Do I leave it there? It's not going
to. How much
down.
Is that $45 worth to me?
Yes. Exactly.
But I. You were going to say something about Ryan's story.
Yeah, I'm very glad that she's better after the hysterectomy. That's something that really does make me very angry, the attitude of the medical profession towards reproductive health in general, but debilitating periods in the most. I mean, that this whole bullshit about having to wait until you're 35 or whatever to get treatment for something that's making your life miserable is ridiculous.
It shouldn't be like that. And I mean, yes, periods are normal. Everyone with a uterus apparently gets them, but like, they shouldn't be that bad. They
shouldn't stop you from functioning. They should not stop you from functioning. You should be able to do. I mean, they can impair your function a little bit because they're a pain in the butt. You have to deal with the blood and you have to deal with the pain, and but if the pain is debilitating to the point where you can't stand up and walk around, then it's not normal and you need to go to the doctor and you need to demand that they treat it. And if they refuse to treat it, you find another doctor who will.
And grapefruit-sized clots are not normal. Like, I don't care who you are. That's not normal. If you're squeezing out a grapefruit every month, see your doctor. Or someone.
Unless you're some sort of giant.
Excuse me. Whew. Yeah. So that was... And if you're young and you're having a lot of menstrual pain too, I should just put up like a little... whatever we want to call it. For scarlatine.com, if you're a teenager or a young adult... and you've got questions and nobody talked to you about your period like Claire or myself. And it's very all encompassing, no gender discrimination, you know, like if you have a question about your body while you're growing up, they're going to have people who can help you out. So
yeah, it's a great resource. Yep. Awesome website. I think she also has a couple of books out as well if you're a parent and you don't necessarily want to send your kid to random websites, not that they're random websites, but if you want to give them something physical that they can read without having to use the internet, there's a couple of books out as well. And I've pre-ordered one for my daughter. Yes. I pre-ordered it for her before she got a period. I'm like, ah, damn.
Yeah, Heather,
didn't get here in
Heather's
time.
Is called SEX. I think it's like your a child and young adult's guide to sexuality or something. But the author's name is Heather Corinna, and it's an excellent book. You can get it just about anywhere. So, Whew. Wow, what are we at for time here? We did not. Okay, we did not waste as much time as I thought we were gonna.
I probably got more period. Probably got more period stories. I'm just trying to think of them.
Yeah, I mean, I've got endless ones. My favorite pair of khaki pants that were.
Oh man!
Really destroyed.
I love how like as you go on in life, you get more blasé about your period, or maybe this is just my personal experience, whatever. But like when you first get your period, you're like all very careful about it. Like, okay, I'm gonna put on a pad and I'm gonna use a tampon and a pad at the same time in case of leaks. And then later on, you get going, you're like, oh, I think I got my period. I'll deal with it in a few minutes because I don't feel like getting up. And then
see, I got much more prompt about it because I bleed a shit ton, and if I don't do something about it, I'm gonna have problems real fast.
Oh, I do too. Do you like? Like, I honestly like. I'll have a debate with myself about how much do I really like these pants.
Actually, it's funny because oh god, okay, here you go. I've got a very embarrassing story about my period. I'd forgotten about this until recently, and you know what? What made me remember it was your discussion about baby by being locked in a room with no windows open but menstruating. And
oh my god! Yes. Oh, people think teen boys smell bad, and I just menstruating teenagers.
So I was ridiculously embarrassed about everything to do with my period, and every now and then I would have accidents. Where I didn't get to the toilet in time, or I didn't notice I had my period, so I'd get bloodstained pants, right? Not usually all the way through, but enough that you know the pants themselves would need to be washed and properly washed. And my mum had been very strict about no, when you get your period, if you get the bloodstain, you have to wash them in cold water in the sink. To get rid of the stains. I'm like, these days I don't bother with that because you know who else is seeing my underpants? No one. I don't give a shit if they've got a bloodstain on it. If they're clean and they don't smell, they go on my body.
I actually bought five pairs of black underpants just for that reason.
Well, actually, to be honest, my washing machine these days actually gets it out easily. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I actually don't get bloodstains on my pants because for some reason my washing machine's good enough that it doesn't need to. Anyway, but we lived in a really, really tiny terrace house in inner city Sydney. It was a two up, two down with one bathroom. And the bathroom was downstairs right at the back of the house. And the staircase was like a ladder, like literally a carpeted ladder. And I was upstairs. Sorry, TV. And I had a really nice room and I had a nice little armchair and my bed and stuff like that. But anyway, it was a long way down to the stairs and a long way down to the bathroom. And It was massively embarrassing to go down the stairs past everyone else, usually through the living room in which my mother and my sister were sitting, or whoever else was in the house as a guest. Sometimes my sister's boyfriend or my mum's good friends or whatever.
For extra fun.
So I didn't want to walk downstairs with a pair of bloody underpants, go to the bathroom sink and wash them under cold water, and then have to deal with the wet pants that you've got afterwards. So I would take them off, wad them into a ball, and put them under the cushion of my armchair.
Oh, no.
Hide them. it's gross. I know. Anyway, and I would, with the intention, of course, of getting them out when no one else was around, taking them down to the bathroom, rinsing them, putting them in the washing machine. But of course, I often didn't. There was a collection of these pairs of underpants my chair cushion that my mother found eventually, and just sort of called me into the room and just went, "What the fuck? what were you saving them for? Why are you collecting these?" And I'm of course utterly embarrassed and tried to explain to her why I couldn't do it. She's like, "Oh god." She felt like a failure. She felt like a failure because she'd made me embarrassed enough about having this bodily function that I wouldn't, you know, be hygienic. Anyway, I stopped doing it after that, and or I was a little bit more careful about never getting bloodstained pants again. But I was just thinking about it the other day and thinking, Jesus Christ, my room must have stank.
Oh, probably. I can't imagine.
Yeah, but I didn't notice that. I was just living in it, so. Yeah,
you don't notice it when you're living in it. Like,
no.
It's like when you cook something that smells really, like, fragrant in the house, and you don't notice that the whole house smells like it until you leave and come back, and you're like, wow, someone cooked garlic in here. Or maybe that's just me.
I just get that when I come down from, if we don't do the dishes at night, or all of the dishes at night, and there's, like, a pan or something left downstairs, you come down to, ooh, you know what, I'd really like garlic for breakfast. Really liked it. Some garlic bread for breakfast would be great.
See, that's the feeling I get when I've been away from home for a while, like on vacation or something, and then I come home and I'm like, oh yes, this is the smell of my house. Which I don't notice
dogs.
At any other point except for...
Oh, and we really like spicy Asian food, so we eat a lot of curry. And, really, the only way to get the curry smell out of the house is to burn it down. So, I mean, it takes days to work that out of the house, so.
No, we're big on garlic, and most of the stuff we eat and cook has garlic in it, so. But the other, my daughter has porridge for breakfast, and none of us are big dairy eaters or drinkers, as you know. My stomach isn't very happy about it. Cheese is a different thing. So don't
well, that's like
in cheese.
Its own thing.
But milk is not. Yeah, none of us drink milk, and none of us like milky things. Except for Miranda does have porridge in the mornings. So when that, but there's something about the smell of cooked milk, like boiled milk, that makes me a bit. Ugh. And so when she puts a porridge on in the morning, and I come down and go, ugh, I don't like that.
What was that? You do what again? Make that sound one more time.
I go,
when you say porridge, here we go. Now we're going off topic, right off script. When you say porridge, yes. Like what are you talking, like oatmeal or grits or okay.
Oatmeal, I think it's the stuff that you put. Yeah, it's oatmeal.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all I wanted to know.
It's called oats, so.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny. I suppose, I don't know why porridge.
Well, the first Google search is porridge and oatmeal the same?
No, because
they're not interchangeable.
No,
because not all porridge is made from oats.
Yeah, like one of my husband's favorite porridges is it's a Korean one made from rice that you cook for hours and hours and hours and hours, and then like you can put anything in it, meat. Barley, whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, so not all porridge is made from oats. A porridge is a hot cereal that can be made from a variety of grains.
Yeah.
Yeah, so oats is what she has.
All oatmeal could be called porridge, but not all porridge could be called oatmeal.
I can't eat oatmeal.
I don't like it.
I like it, but I can't eat it. It gives me the worst reflux. I don't know why.
God, you guys
it's just
are
one of those
nuts.
Things that just...
Wow.
I just don't like it. It's all goopy and gross.
I am very picky about my oatmeal. Like, I don't like the regular instant oats. I like the steel cut kind that you have to soak and cook forever. But I mean, if you have a pressure cooker or a rice cooker, those cook faster. But
speaking of food, yeah, this is, we should have gotten onto food earlier, then we would have never got to the
food discussion. I mean, we started with speaking the period discussions.
So. Speaking of food, did you guys get, you got some presents from me
I
recently.
Did.
And then I went away.
Let's see. Claire tried hers already. Yeah. Hold on just a second. I'll be right back. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, I've actually finished almost, I think we finished almost everything. Travis finished, I don't remember what the hell they were. Cookies.
Tim Tams? The chocolate biscuits?
No, we ate the Tim Tams pretty quickly because okay. We actually have those here.
Oh, the Kingstons.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, he's like, I'm sick of having these in the house. We had like four of them in the empty package.
All right, here we go. Opening up. And I would like everybody at home to know that I had such a terrible time getting into this box. Like, it was just, it was, my grandmother overtapes everything and Imogen like put her to shame. But also, I couldn't figure out how the stuff inside the box got stuck to the lid. And as it turns out, there's two extra flaps inside the box that you didn't unfold and tuck in. So, like, basically, you just taped the box to the treats.
Sorry. Mine came in the Star Wars box, so it was already all set.
Yeah, well, it was in a Star Wars box, but the inner flaps on the lid were not folded out. All right, let me go through here. We have an Vegemite that's going to get eaten.
That's the
only thing we haven't finished, because Travis had, like, one tiny bit of it and was like, that's gross.
I keep meaning...
His exact words were, that tastes like all the worst parts of beer.
That's basically what it is. It's made of beer.
Let's see. We got... I feel like I should try something here, like, on the air.
We fed literally all but a couple. We tried the chicken twisties and then fed all of the rest of them to the dogs.
Yeah, chicken twisties are an
abomination. Ada refused to touch them. She would not. So they're not even all dogs will eat them.
Yeah, my husband is...
Rowan loved them, though, so I'd throw them, like... I was feeding a duck or something, throw him into his crate to get him in his crate.
My husband is excited about the burger rings, like whatever that is. Because I mean, like.
Yes, have you guys got burger rings?
No.
There?
No. All right.
Did you guys like the bike? Did you enjoy the burger rings?
I tried them. I think, they are open now. We were trying not to open too many things at once so they wouldn't just all go stale and like make a complete disaster of it.
Okay. Yep.
Travis did not like them. He said they tasted to him like the chicken twisty.
Okay, I have to. What the fuck is invert sugar?
What?
The ingredients on these pineapple lumps, which I'm gonna try right now.
The pineapple lumps are actually a New Zealand thing.
Those were my jam. I demolished them,
like
last
them?
Time I was on my period. They were just the right thing.
Yeah, you know that one of my friends Russell, he's a New Zealander and he's a writer, and the last con we went to, he ran a workshop on maps, fantasy maps, and he brought a whole heap of pineapple lumps with him from New Zealand because they were a popular New Zealand treat, and passed them around. And I was just like, oh, I remember getting these. I don't remember who used to give them to me when I was a kid, but someone used to give me pineapple lumps. There must have been some Kiwi in my circle who used to have them, and I loved them so much. And so I was wandering down the international aisle after, you know, packing my trolley. You should have seen me when I was getting all these things, packing my trolley. Junk. Like, so, like, people were looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Two, why are you buying two of everything?
You should have just said four Americans. I think they would have all.
Two of those things. Why are you buying two of those things? You're nuts. Like, when I think when I reached for the burger rings, some woman just backed away from me. As though I was going to commit a murder or something. She's like, you've got chicken twisties and burger rings? Are you insane?
Oh, you guys are going to have fun when I send
you stuff.
Pineapple
are good.
I send you stuff. Although, Imogen's probably seen a lot of it because Australia has a lot of our same snacks.
You know, they had the marshmallow fluff in the international aisle the other day, and I'd never noticed it before, and I was like, I didn't like it enough to buy it.
All right, here we go. I'm trying a pineapple lump.
Pineapple lump?
It's a little like a Charleston chew. Have you had one of those?
Yeah, that's what I like. No? I figure it's just kind of like a. It's essentially what like any other sort of chocolate covered.
What is? Yeah. What is this taste? Candy. What is this?
It's the vague it memory pineapple. Of fake pineapple. It's kind of like the La Croix of flavoring.
Yeah, it's like I don't know. I was expecting it to taste more like Dole Whip.
No. That's yeah, why I told Dole you Whip when you said that. I was like, no, no, that's it's, it does not. It tastes like... It, it tastes kind of like the memory of Dole Whip, I think.
It does taste like the memory of Dole Whip.
It doesn't taste like real pineapple, but it doesn't taste as like strong as Dole Whip.
I think it actually has real pineapple in it.
Yeah, but it's just such like a vague taste of it, and it's mixed with so much sugar that I don't think it tastes like it anymore.
Oh yeah, yeah, it does say like one of the last ingredients is pineapple juice concentrate.
Okay, no, sorry, no, not pineapple itself. I actually, when I first got them, I thought that they actually had little pineapple, like, you know, those diced pineapple you get in cans.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's actually what I was expecting it to be, was like that coated in chocolate. Yep. Or something.
But no, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's like caramel that's pineapple.
Yeah, pineapple. Yeah, that's kind of what I kept describing it to Travis as. I was like, it's kind of like chocolate covered caramel, but vaguely pineapple tasting. I don't think he actually got any of them. I
don't really think they're good, but like I really.
Oh yeah, they're not good. But
I don't want to stop eating them.
Yeah, exactly. I would eat.
Like, I'm gonna wake up in the middle of the
day, and then I was on my period, and I just like demolished them.
Yeah, well, that's cute. I'm on my third one.
Yeah, so maybe get something tied to your period.
I think there's a subset of Australians who think that they're an abomination against God, but I actually really love them. So it's all good.
Oh yeah, I'm weirdly fond.
I think chicken twisties are an abomination against God.
I don't know. It's hard to describe because I don't like them, but I don't dislike them. They're just weirdly.
Yeah,
addictive.
From what I can tell, they're made of like Crisco sugar and pineapple juice.
When I was getting the stuff, I was thinking of what I know, because I brought Tim Tams to you guys last time I came to Hawaii. You can get Tim Tams there anyway, can't you?
Yeah, I can.
Hold on, I got pineapple in my teeth.
Oh yeah, they definitely get stuck.
Yeah, yeah, we can get Tim Tams here.
But twisties. Twisties, no, you can't get there. Although there is when we were in Italy, they had like a twisty knockoff that looked exactly like twisties, but they weren't as chewy. You know, twisties, you know this Claire, that they're quite hard.
Yeah,
and
I mean they're kind of
almost
like
stale, but not.
They taste. I mean, they had the texture to me of Cheetos, but like with an off cheese taste.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm expecting, is like a chicken flavored Cheeto.
Oh yeah, they taste the chicken ones, but the cheese taste ones like they taste almost exactly like the like really gross chicken broth seasoning that you'll get in like instant ramen and shit like that. Like
it's basically dusted in MSG.
We use it for everything here. I'm imagining like chicken and biscuit crackers.
No, see, I kind of like chicken
very
and
much
a
like
biscuit.
That.
Oh, okay.
Like they're more.
But it's
they
been
taste
a long time since I've had chicken and biscuit, so maybe it did. I just knew I could only eat like one or two, and I couldn't stand anymore. The cheese weren't bad. The cheese just tasted like weird Cheetos. Weird enough
that
they
Americans,
made me unhappy.
As Americans, we're used to eating like fake cheese all the time. I mean. What the fuck is an American cheese anyhow? But
it was so weird because they tasted they had the like saltiness of like Cheez-Its, but then the mouthfeel of Cheetos. So it was just weird to me. I still demolished them because I fucking love Cheetos. Unimportant, but I need to, while you're testing things, I need to find this Cheeto ad that is like the most. It looks so dirty, and it's not, I'm pretty sure not meant to be, but it's the filthiest looking ad with Chester Cheeto.
Well, Chester Cheeto has the same voice as Justice, so, I mean, we're all predisposed to have a little slip and slide action going on. when we hear a Cheetos commercial. Just saying.
Is that, what's his name? Is that,
Brett,
again?
Brett.
Is it there
Brett
it is.
Brett.
Okay, I'm going
to
drop this into Discord.
Send me
you
a
guys
link
have
to
tell
it,
me
I'll
that.
It, I'll pop it in the audio.
I swear to God, it looks, I swear it's unintentionally, or perhaps intentionally by someone, very dirty.
With this.
Oh, God! Okay, for people, as we're in an audio medium, I will describe what
no,
I said.
No, 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 you're going to put this on the Patreon, and someone's going to have to pay a...
I'll put it on the Patreon
someone's
as well,
going to have to pay
worry,
a buck
but
to see
for
this.
For those of you... yeah, to save a bit of buck, but I'll describe it first. So you'll want to see it once I've described it. It's the Cheeto guy. It is Chester Cheeto.
Yes, Chester Cheeto.
The Cheeto... He's, I think he's a leopard, isn't he? Or what is he?
He's a
cheetah.
Chester Cheeto.
It's in the name.
Fucking idiot. Anyway, he's on a big long truck and he's holding a packet of Cheetos in a rather provocative position.
Yeah, they're against essentially against his crotch and he's shooting out Cheetos. And they're they're on trucks all over the place here, and every time I see them I fucking lose it. I can't deal with it.
The voice of Chester Cheetah and Justice is Adam Ledbetter. Is his name. Oh, and yes. Actually the first Google search that comes up is a TMZ article about how he got maced over a dog issue. So yeah.
Mace?
Cheetos
over a dog. Now you have to tell
me
the details.
Yeah, I just clicked through. Chester Cheetah maced over serious dog issue. Let's see. Confronted a neighborhood bully about his barking dogs, but got maced in the face instead.
Oh no!
He got pepper sprayed in his PJs when he tried reasoning with his neighbor's son about their barking dogs. Ledbetter said he couldn't defend himself because he has a condition which prevents him from closing his left eye. I've always wondered about that! Because when you see pictures of him, like, it looks like his smile's a little lopsided, but, anyway, he says he thought the neighbor was about to pull a gun, but instead he got hosed with a can of mace. Ledbetter got a restraining order against the neighbor, so looks like the guy was messing with the wrong cat. Ha ha ha.
He didn't spray him with Cheetos from his crotch.
No.
That's what he should have done.
No.
That would have silenced anything.
It would be a neat party trick, though.
Wow. It would be. Just let me get my chair.
I just need to get up to speed and then.
What are we doing for time here?
Anyway.
Oh, we got.
Oh, we've got about 7 minutes. We could do it. We could. Oh, well, it's recently been Easter. We need to do something sinful.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of a sin of the week. I was trying to think of something that I saw when I was, or heard about when I was.
I've got a sin. I've got the tale of a very expensive Easter cake.
Well, like, you mean like when you told us that in Australia you have Easter Monday because Jesus didn't have the good decency to be dead for one day before, so that you could have a day off.
To be fair,
yes. He wasn't thinking of the working man when he came when he woke up on a bloody
right.
Sunday. Should have waited for Monday then. We've got a whole 4 day weekend instead of just three. But you know, in Australia we actually
to be
did.
Fair, it's not Monday, it's not still got Monday it's off. Not only Australian. I knew this sounded familiar. It's also it's a Polish thing. There's Dingus Day, which is the Monday after Easter, which. As far as I know, it's celebrated in South Bend, Indiana, and I don't know if it's celebrated anywhere else in America.
You keep cutting out.
No, it's taking away my tale of Dingus Day.
Dingus Day?
Yeah, Dingus
celebrated
Day.
We didn't hear where it was celebrated.
It's a Polish holiday, and
as far as I
know, it might only be celebrated in South Bend, Indiana. I don't know if it's celebrated anywhere else in America. But it's definitely celebrated there, so it was familiar to me, and I was reminded of this because the news, it was all over the news, because Mayor Pete was celebrating Dingus Day.
Oh my god. I know I know they do it in England or Britain or whatever we're supposed to call them now. But they do it in England, but not in
they haven't Brexited yet. They're still okay. Britain.
They do it in Britain, but not in Scotland.
They're still sitting on the pot, they haven't shat yet.
So I don't really know what that's about, but they do it in England but not in Scotland. Scotland doesn't do Easter Monday.
Scotland is a Protestant country.
I was gonna say it might be a Catholic.
Yeah, but
thing.
England, but Britain isn't exactly Catholic.
Yeah, but no, they're pretty but much
like, when it comes to how Protestant you are, England is sort of, oh yes, we'll have a cup of tea and be Protestant, whereas Scotland is, we're bloody Protestant.
Yeah, I mean theirs was sort of we'll break from the church because they won't let us do something, but we'll pretty much do everything that they do otherwise.
We'll do everything the same anyway, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Scotland was a bit more militant and rampant about it.
I'm not surprised. That's really so on down. Brand for everything I know about. they build monuments to people that piss them off. Like,
yes. I was listening to a story on Pseudopod yesterday, and it was a horror story, and it was terrible in a lot of ways. But the guy who was reading it had a Glaswegian accent, and I just. It's like, I don't really care that you're talking about murdering people. That sounds so lovely. But yeah, great story. Good pod. Great accent. I love it when they have accents. Yes. Anyway. I think that now that I know about Dingus Day, I'm going to call that Easter Monday is no longer Easter Monday.
It's a much more fun name, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That's...
It's a perfect name. We do have a lot of Polish immigrants here. Maybe that's one of the reasons.
Yeah, maybe that Easter Monday started it as well, or something. I get so sad around any sort of holiday when I'm not back up in South Bend, because yeah, we had a really big Polish, because South Bend's not far from Chicago, which has the second largest concentration of Polish people outside of Poland. And so I'm used to having that amount of Polish food and shit around me. So then anytime holidays come around, I'm like, because there's nothing here. I can't get my punchkis. I can't get anything.
Oh, that's what you were talking about. Yeah, you were talking about one of those Polish foods.
Yeah, punchkis.
Pachki.
I want one.
Punchki.
Yes. Yeah, punchki. Yes. It's pronounced, it's spelled kind of pachki, but it's pronounced punchki.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get those on Fat Tuesday / Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
We don't have any here. We don't have any here anymore. We used to have like crappy ones. Now we don't have any.
We don't have them here, but we have malasadas, which are better. So.
Yeah.
Because true punchki has prune jelly, and I don't know who decided that was the thing that you needed to indulge on.
I mean, I'm sure they were invented like back when prunes were good desserts.
No, I like prunes.
Man, I remember
I like prunes, but
they're okay, but they're not
I draw the line.
But back when I was in England, we used to have prunes for dessert because the English don't understand anything about prunes. Anything about food. Prunes and custard.
Well, if they're...
And they'd leave the stones in the prunes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
well, those are the two punchki options.
Right, school dinners.
When you go to a real Polish bakery, you can get custard or prune jelly.
Mm.
But
see, prune jelly is a good thing to do with prunes.
Oh.
But prunes themselves are little nodules of Satan's.
Oh, I actually really like prunes. So. I do. I like them.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I used to boil them to get my kids to shit. You boil them and then get the kids to drink the water.
Buy prune juice. Why would you go
through
all that
trouble?
Prune
juice or.
Prune juice is not easy to get here.
Huh.
It's not
actually.
You can get prune
juice. I don't know the last time I saw prune juice on a shelf. Of course, I haven't been looking for it because with this period fun that I'm having, swinging back to the topic, with this period I'm having, pooping is not an issue. So.
Oh yes. Yes, indeed. Okay, I think we can probably wrap it up now that we've gone to...
We've come full circle, and if you have opinions about prunes or trouble pooping during your period, you can email us at bibibicast@gmail.com.
You can also go to bibibicast.tumblr.com. Tell me about delicious foods that I can no longer eat. You can go both anon or not. We've also got links to the Twitter and the Patreon and all that on the Tumblr.
Brandon and I have been talking up a storm on Twitter lately, so if you're interested in poking your little heads into our fascinating discussions,
our writerly rivalry.
We're attempting to establish a rivalry along the lines of Sam Sykes and Chuck Wendig. I don't know how successful we're going yet, but well, we're getting there. But yeah, poke your heads in on Twitter. Follow us. Follow our regular accounts. Follow Claire Fass on her Redbubble if you want buy merchandise.
Yeah, you can also find links to that on the Tumblr.
Sponsor us on Patreon.
I can't remember if I've got links to all our Twitters. I'll add those. I don't know. I think I asked you guys originally to give me those things, and I don't remember if you did or not.
Who knows? We can't remember if we recorded last week or not. I mean...
I can.
Yeah, okay.
I've got these little files in my file thing to be edited, so I know if there's one outstanding because it causes me anxiety. In any case, we will see you all next week. We're back on a regular schedule now, and we promise we won't go away again.
Yeah, okay.
Very
yeah,
soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye.
It was so funny. I was watching a Rusty Bits type thing for the podcast that I like.
Uh-huh.
And they were showing like video of them recording. they're so professional. Like, they do clap markers and stuff for when they need silent bits and stuff. And they're in this beautiful sound studio with, you know, soundproofing foam on the walls and massive big microphones that they have to come straight out of Batman or something. And I'm just like, yeah, we're a 2-bit operation, but that's okay. That's what people
are. So. Well, you know, we start making money off of this, sure.
Yeah, true. We get some cash. We'll be professional too.